Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Finally a Friday, and we welcome you to it. Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., idle today. Matt Scraby, though, he's working.
I'm here.
Not as hard as usual, though. Scraby's going to take an evening off. There will be no Scraby Chronicles.
Oh, yes.
We might as well get that bad news out of the way.
I know. I'm sorry to everyone. I do. I guess we'll just start with the reason why.
I think
why.
You have a very good reason why. And number one, congratulations.
Thank you.
On your reason why. It's one of the most impressive, LeBron James aside, streaks that I've heard of.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it is. So tell everybody what you've accomplished. There are many people out there who have followed your journey.
Yes.
When it comes to handling your alcoholism.
Yes.
And I think when you make a monumental number like the one you're putting up there today, mm-hmm. I think it's worth mentioning. So it is a good start to the show as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris. I am, and this is what I usually say, I haven't had a drink in 3,287 days, which is 9 years. And that's pretty crazy. And I'm going to tell a story, Chris, that I didn't think I was going to tell until right this moment.
But real quick.
Yes.
Did you don't count the days, or do you?
I have an app that does it.
Okay. No, I was going to say, because you could just multiply 9 times the amount of years and come up with your number.
Yeah, no, I
did
haven't.
Did you do that, or did you know that?
No,
before?
My app tells me each thing. It says, tells
me how many. 3,285 days.
87, I think
87, that's right. I forgot to include leap years.
87.
A couple of leap years have been in there.
That's actually true.
That is.
But it also tells me, like, it's been, let's see, 78,901 hours. It tells
okay,
me all
now,
this stuff.
Yeah, that's more than I need. But I'm going to give you the 9 years. I'm going to give you the days. That's insane. It's impressive. And I think the obvious, and then you can tell your story. I think the obvious to everyone who listens to this show, everyone who may know somebody who has struggled with alcoholism, can pass along the fact that it can be done.
It can.
You are, living, breathing proof of that, and that's important to a lot of people out there. So I think you should give yourself a small round of applause.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
And here's the story, and people ask me sometimes, why are you so open about your life? And I'm like, well, I've learned that I have a way to change people's perspective on things and hit close to home with certain people. But 2 weeks ago in my AA meeting, I was sitting there just minding my own business, listening to everyone go around the room. And it came to this one guy that I've never seen before. And he said his days, and he said, I'm new to all this. And the reason that I'm here right now is because of that guy right there, Scraby from 97.3 The Fan.
Wow.
And I was stunned, But he said, and
so you, he didn't talk to you before this?
No, no, I was just minding my own business, but this was welcome, and he still gives me a little bit of chills, but he found me after, and he said that every time that I've said something about my past drinking, he says he's identified with it, and he's been wanting to get himself to a place where he could do it too, and he finally took that leap, and he said, thank you for opening my eyes that it can happen.
I think leap is... I'm not in charge of this, and I don't go to the AA meetings, obviously, but leap seems like an intimidating word to people. I would say it's a small step.
Yeah.
You take that first small step.
I mean, they call it the steps for a reason.
It becomes a leap when you've put a bunch of small steps together.
I guess, yeah, but sometimes...
Because that can be intimidating to somebody who feels like, man, this is really going to be hard.
I guess
it's going to be,
yeah.
But... You know, you start with a step, and you go for one day, and you
totally
keep moving.
And if you're someone who wants to stop drinking, I always did it like this. I tried to see if I can get through the next minute. And then when I did, I got through the next 10 minutes. And then I got through an hour. And then I got through six hours. And then I just kept going. And you have to just remember that it's always there. But I want people to know the word leap is scary, yes. But I used it because... It, for some people, it is a leap because their lifestyle of alcoholism is all they know, and they would have to change everything.
Fair point.
Yes.
All right. We don't.
But anyway,
this
you.
Is a sports talk radio show. I get it. But one thing, all of us on this show, Tony, myself, and you especially, we've always shared things that go on in our own lives all of you out there. And I think that's one of the reasons we've been able to make a connection with some people. And if you're tuning in and you're saying, why are you talking about this stuff? Well, then this show's probably not for you anyway. So I think it's important that we started with, excuse the phrase, a sobering subject.
Yes.
Right?
But it's
important. And, you know, making 9 years is no small achievement.
I'll share this and then we can move on.
Yeah.
The last drink I ever had, I had in, I did it in...
December 5th?
No, December 4th, actually.
Oh, right. Okay.
December 4th.
2016.
The reason I stopped drinking, and this is what motivated me. So you could find any healthy motivation possible. The reason I stopped drinking is because my rehab center who kicked me out told me I couldn't stop drinking. And that was all I needed to know
to at least get
through the next day.
That's what you needed.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to prove you wrong.
You needed something to tell me you couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sometimes that works.
Well,
all right. Well, congrats to you, Scraby.
Thank you.
Congrats. Speaking of streaks, I mentioned it. LeBron James, his streak is over. And... 1,297 consecutive, pretty impressive. I think it was 18 years that he scored at least double figures in every single game he played. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a great streak. But spare me.
What?
And this isn't coming from a LeBron James hater. You're a LeBron James hater.
I'm not.
But spare me how incredible it was that LeBron could have taken the last shot, got to 10 points, and kept the streak alive, but he passed the ball to a wide-open player who hit the game-winning shot. Please spare me how great that is. They're saying that like no other player in basketball history would have passed up a guarded shot to give it to an open man.
Oh, you're mad. Oh, I see. I see. You're
and
upset
he's getting,
with the media for praising
him. Oh, they're bowing at his feet. They're bowing at LeBron's feet. You are so superior, King, because...
Well, he is a king.
I know, but, I mean, you are so superior because you passed to an open player. That is what any decent NBA player would do. I will say this, not all of them. Some guy would have forced up the shot.
Kobe, maybe.
Maybe, but LeBron passed it. It was Hashimura, I think, made the winning shot.
It was.
And everything is like, now LeBron is even greater than he was before because he gave up the chance to keep his streak alive. And they went even further. They said, you know, if he takes the shot and he makes it, then he keeps the streak alive at 10 points. If he misses it, the game goes into overtime and he has more time. So he was so unselfish. He is.
Man.
And apparently LeBron had time to think all of this through before he passed it to Hachimura. He passed it to him because it's the right play to make. And that's what almost every player would do. I know there's some who wouldn't, but most everyone would. You don't have to be a deity, the legend of LeBron, to pass to an open player to win the game.
Isn't he known for not taking that shot?
He's taken a lot of criticism earlier in his career.
Yeah, for not taking the shot, passing the ball.
Whereas Jordan and Kobe, quote, always took it. I'd be honest with you. I think we got a really good countdown topic later today where we count down our top five in a category. And the countdown today is going to be our top five favorite things, or things that used to be our favorite things or that we loved that no longer really apply in the world. And so we'll get to the countdown, but along those lines, one of my favorite things that no longer applies enough is that Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time. There is no argument.
Oh.
And I'm up against an entire generation of you who think this guy, LeBron, who belongs on the all-time five greatest team ever, but he is just not close to Jordan. And I can't make you think any other way because you've already decided. And that's just got to stop. But it's not going to. But it drives me crazy. It absolutely drives me crazy. There's no way LeBron is anywhere mentally. He's not athletically.
Oh, come on. LeBron's the best athlete in all of sports
At his height, fine. But not athletic, more athletic than Jordan. Nobody's a better dunker than Jordan. Nobody's a better player than Jordan.
This is
nobody's a better shooter.
Talking.
Nobody's a better competitor. Nobody's a better defensive player. Nobody's a better do whatever it is necessary to win player. Jordan was in six finals. He won them all. There's no argument. Yet, because we're in a new generation now and 30 years have gone by, there's become an argument, and there just shouldn't be. And LeBron passing the ball last night has somehow added to his legacy now because he did what every other player would do.
Now,
are you going to stick up for LeBron? Because you're the hater of LeBron.
I'm going to say I feel like this is an equivalent of I walk to school both ways uphill with no shoes in the snow.
Yeah, well, you can think whatever you want to think.
I don't really care.
It's not the equivalent of life was better in my day. It's not the equivalent of I walked uphill in the snow. It's not the equivalent of anything. It's what I said it is. Michael Jordan is the best basketball player ever, period.
What about Steph Curry?
Well, we'll talk about that. Steph is a better
shooter. I don't know why. I did not expect for this to happen.
It drives me crazy. I haven't blown up about it very often.
No.
But after last night, reading all of this greatness, did you see what LeBron did? What? He passed the ball to an open teammate. Whoa!
I mean, it's a pretty cool streak that he gave up.
He gave it up.
He did, by passing the ball. He said, you know what? I don't care about this streak anymore. Boom.
You think he had time to think about it right then and there?
I think he's been thinking about this for a while. What
really?
Am I going to do? We have a big five question about it, but we need to get the break.
All right. Later on, more stuff that used to be better than the way the world is now. We're underway for finally a Friday. I can imagine everyone in the younger generation wants a piece of me right now. But take your best shot. Gwen and Chris underway on 97.3 The Fan.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, so anybody harsh on the chat? Or the younger generation still in school? On Jordan versus LeBron.
I'm looking, you know.
Nothing too mad, too bad.
We get a Wilt and Kareem were pretty good. So
oh, yes,
Dr.
there was
J.
other great player. Oh, yes. I'm not knocking any of the other great players. There's so many that are great.
Here's one from Trevor.
Trevor says,
Connie Hawkins in his prime was the best basketball player ever, LO.
Okay.
He could pick a dime off the top of the backboard.
Yeah, he might have been able to. There was legend that said he could. The Hawk had one major problem. Couldn't stay away from that white powdery stuff.
Oh, well, that's a,
yeah,
that is
a bit of an issue for Connie.
I didn't know that about him.
The Hawk had a little issue there.
Gonzo says, spicy LO on a Friday, LFG.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he says.
I really don't think it's, you know, this isn't an incredible off the ledge take. You know, I'm pretty sure anybody born maybe before 2000, I think anybody born in the last century, going to give you the Jordans, this the greatest ever.
I think we're conditioned to think that.
You know, LeBron has closed the gap and certainly put his name on the list. And I see why some people who've only seen LeBron would think that, but it's just not true.
I honestly think that if Michael Jordan was playing in a social media age, people wouldn't like him as much because he's
potentially
abrasive. He's abrasive.
He wasn't, you know. But so, yeah, LeBron is too, right?
He understands when he can be.
Oh no way. Then you're wrong. Michael Jordan knew how
to
play.
Well, I knew about that.
Michael Jordan could play the media like a fiddle. No, right. He was nice enough. Just
media
enough.
Like a fiddle.
Michael Jordan famously said, right?
On the shoe thing. Republicans and Democrats both buy shoes.
Republicans both buy shoes. Yeah, Jordan understood all that. I don't find him. Don't recall him being a great abrasive. He had just so much attention. He had to. He couldn't appease everyone.
Here's a question from Kalos. Would Jordan at his prime be able to keep up with the league today?
Laughable.
Oh, I don't think it's laughable. It's totally different.
Laughable. Keep up with what?
Keep up with.
Do they run faster now?
Yeah, probably.
I'd like to see players in the league now, even at this skill level, score against Jordan.
I will give you this.
And or a lot of the other players that those teams had. And also understand that Jordan scored 35, 38 a game in a league where you were allowed to hold the guy who had the ball. You could grab him. You could redirect him. You could crush him when he came down the lane without getting a flagrant foul. That made it a lot harder to score. Right now, no one can touch any of these offensive players, and their skill level is so high that they're flat out unstoppable many nights. I agree with that, but that's because they're not allowed to play defense.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
I agree that NBA players of today would be worse going back in time. In the NFL,
athletically, you have to say that they're having advancements. There's no question.
They're not ready for the level of aggressiveness. They're not ready for all that stuff.
Right.
In the NFL, do you think players of today could go back to like the 90s? And do you think that the players are not made for it anymore?
NBA and NFL are a little similar, but I think NFL is more dissimilar. NFL, the sheer size and strength
They're
of a
bigger
player
now, for sure.
is just absurd.
Yeah.
NFL. I mean, for example, the 72 Dolphin, you know, only went undefeated team. Like the average size of their offensive lineman was 230 pounds or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Like they right.
That's a linebacker.
And two of those guys are in the Hall of Fame because they were dominant, but they wouldn't be able to even block Quinnen Williams, right?
Yeah, because he's big, fast, strong.
So, right, it's a whole different thing. NBA, there's been advancements made. They are bigger, stronger. But Jordan and, you know, Pippen and Barkley and those guys could stay in there. There's no question in my mind. Anyway, it's fun to talk about because you know what? We'll never be able to prove it one way or the other. That's the really fun thing about most sports arguments.
Until the time machine's invented.
Until the time machine's invented, you know, we're never going to know. So, all right. I wanted to throw out a quick shout out. We got a lot of different things we can do today. There's not a whole lot of breaking major news. Padres aren't, you know, thinking about signing anyone today. I think Jeff Passan or somebody wrote something about Michael King. And
he's willing to maybe, take a shorter deal.
Maybe he'd take a shorter deal, which might put the Padres in play again, you know, in the sense that they don't have to spend quite as much money. So we'll keep a hopeful eye out on that. But I want to go a little different spot here. I want to congratulate a couple of different people. Last night, I went to La Jolla Country Day High School to referee.
Okay.
There were two games. Court A or Court 1, Court 2. They just choose ahead of time. I was on Court 2. I had two great games. A lot of fun. Over on Court 1, though, was a game between San Diego's, one of the best girls teams in San Diego, Francis Parker, and Archbishop Mitty of San Jose, the number one ranked girls team in the nation.
Archbishop
Mitty.
Okay.
They're playing right here.
That's crazy.
At La Jolla Country Day. Courtney Clemens, who used to play for the Aztec women's team and was an all-everything player for them 10, 12 years ago, was player of the conference in the Mountain West. Courtney was a great player. Went on to play a little in the WNBA. She's the coach of Francis Parker. So last night, her squad was up against the number one team in the nation. And they were like down 3 or 4 at halftime.
Okay.
And, you know, end up losing by 15, something like
that. That's not too bad.
That's what I'm saying. Great. Congrats. I mean, to her kids. You're playing anyway. I talked to the coach of Archbishop Mitty before the game because I refed her last year when she was here. I don't think they were ranked number one in the nation last year, but they are now. Anyway, if you're a high school sports fan, basketball fan, girls' bat, whatever it might be, you've got a chance if you want to go out tonight and call La Jolla Country Day for the schedule. I don't have it, but you could go see the number one team in the nation. That's not an opportunity we all get very often.
No, not at all.
So I'm recommending, if you're of that type, you have a young lady who plays basketball, right? High school, or even a kid that's, you know, aspires to play basketball, young lady. Man, take her out. You can see the number one team in the nation play tonight. I'm sure the tournament's still going. right?
Yeah, not to mention that, like, being on the team that plays the number one team in the nation is memorable. And I remember when I was in high school, Kevin O'Connell was our quarterback, you know, the NFL Coach of the Year from last year.
I've heard of him, yeah.
He was the quarterback of our team. And we went on to play De La Salle. And this was De La Salle.
Back when they were
number
De La Salle.
One. They hadn't lost in like 12 years.
Right.
And we, in the first quarter, hung on, Chris. It was like 7-0. Ah, we were feeling good about ourselves.
A little shot there for a while.
And then it went south. And
sure, but Maurice Jones-Drew, field with them.
Yeah, Maurice Jones-Drew ran all over us. And I remember it. It was a fun memory.
You said you had an arm on him one time, and that was about all you got.
He broke my arm. And,
yeah, you got an arm on him.
But that's fun memories.
That's pretty awesome to play the number one team, and not just the number one team in the county.
Yeah.
The number one team in the nation.
Like a legendary team that produces lots of NFL players.
So great job by Francis Parker's girls team last night. I saw my friend Paris Johnson out there, who's coaching Bishops. She's another former Aztec. Terry Banford, who I've mentioned before, La Jolla Country Day. She puts this tournament together every year, gets these teams to come in from, you know, mostly the West Coast, but Arizona, California, Northern California, all the top girls players. But a rare chance for anybody who's of that ilk out there to, you know, call La Jolla Country Day, get the schedule, what time they play tonight. I'm not sure.
I might as well do it right now if we're talking.
Maybe you can find out. But yeah, Archbishop Mitty, number one girls team. And the coach is like the most unassuming gal I've ever met in my life. I went over and I said, "Hey, coach, I think you played here last year." And she goes, "Yeah." And I go, "I think I did your game. And, you know, how's the team?" And she goes, "Well, we're pretty good." I'm like, "Really? Pretty good, huh?"
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. But she was just the nicest lady. You know, she wasn't some demanding Bobby Knight type, you know, who you might think is the coach of the number one team in the nation. Anyway. So,
yeah, looking at it right now, there is a game tonight. They haven't announced, at 6:15.
But we know that's the game they're playing
in. I can't find this is La Jolla Country
Day.
I'm sorry. Yes, this is La Jolla Country Day. I can't actually find the tournament, but I'm going to keep looking.
Well, we can call. We could actually do a little legwork.
Who does that?
Not us.
Who calls these days?
Not us. I know.
That might go on the list of things I love about today.
Right, that we don't have to call. We can, if we can't find it, it just isn't, we're not going to find it.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, great job. The gals that I did Lincoln High's game last night, and I think it was Westview. A lot of fun. Kids played great, spirited. Coaches did a great job. Fun to be a part of a great tournament like that. And to have the number one team in the nation, pretty cool.
Yes.
All right, we'll step aside. Number one guy, number one pregame show in the nation.
Oh, yeah.
There's no argument. You might think that the number one pregame show in the nation is, you know, Shaq and Charles and those guys. You might think it's Bill Cowher and Esiason and
it's
those
not.
Guys.
Well, he's not there anymore. So.
You might even think it's Mike Golick and his son.
I don't think that.
But we know the number one pregame show in the nation, Sammy Leavitt, Padre pregame show. He's on his way. We love him so much, we're shipping him cross country. We'll talk about it when we come back. Some baseball on Gwen and Chris.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think the show has a Friday vibe. A little more relaxing on a Friday. Nothing too strenuous to discuss, Chrisello. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol and Mr. Scraby.
Your voice sounds 100 times
almost
better.
Getting there. Yeah. Well, it all started with the throat coat.
That you've... someone tweeted us last night. What was the name of it? Because they wanted to buy some because their throat hurt.
Throat coat.
It's called throat coat?
Yeah. It's tea.
Jeez, I had
Hot
no
tea,
idea.
Yeah, it's called throat coat.
Okay. I didn't know that was the actual name.
You can find it on Amazon. My wife bought some for us last night so that we'll have it next time.
I'm so happy you contributed to the carbon emissions of this country, Chris. By ordering off of Amazon.
Oh, is that is that bad?
Yeah, there's so many Amazon drivers around. I can't, like, sometimes I see like three trucks on the same street.
And all three of them are coming to my house with different
with different
packages.
It's insane.
No, it is. My wife, I don't know when she orders all this stuff, but there's never an hour or two that goes by without something lying there at the front of the door. And I know this because I take the dog out,
yeah,
you know, for a quick, you know, shot there every couple hours, and then we have to step around to package. A couple of quick notes of interest. Lamar Jackson will play. Ravens, Steelers. He's calling it a playoff game.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
That's Sunday. Lamar will be in there. Says he feels pretty good, but he sure doesn't look pretty good.
I'm going to ask you, since you have a vested interest in
my
matchup.
I need you to win, yes.
Would you start, my backup quarterback's Jordan Love. Would you start him over Lamar Jackson?
No.
I know, but Lamar has not been great lately. He hasn't gone above 8 points in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks is a while. Like, you can't go back on 1 week, right? Like,
no.
JSN had
two points last week.
Yeah, I can't do that.
2 weeks I'm fine with. You're getting to a month now.
I would feel better if it wasn't Jordan Love and the Bears. I think that's just a big, tough game in cold weather.
That's a good point.
Where I just don't see that being a shootout. Although the Bears have been giving up, you know, enough points. I don't know. I hate to do this to you. I'm going to have to say I don't know. That's not a guaranteed either way.
I think I'm going to start the guy who is better on paper, and that's Lamar Jackson.
Well, he also has the bigger upside.
Yes. Because he can run for 100 yards and throw 3 touchdowns.
All he has to do is dive over the pile one time, and that's more points than Jordan Love's going to get.
He has not
done
much at all this
year. I know.
Year.
Jackson's killing people.
Tyler says Lamar is cooked.
Yeah, he might be right, Tyler. Here's a good thing for you. You already got like 103 points last night from Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs has been my savior.
This guy is incredible.
Thought I was going to take him with the number 3 pick either.
Smart move by you, as it turned out.
Thank you.
I took number 2 pick, Bijan Robinson.
Which is smart too.
Not as smart as taking your guy number 3.
How many points behind is Bijan Robinson?
Not many.
They're probably right.
Not many. Here's the big news for a lot of fantasy people. Jaden Daniels will be back in the starting lineup. Commanders against Vikings. Daniels went out, what is it, a month and a half ago now? And when he went out, because remember Dan Quinn played him at the end of a game?
Yes.
When they're losing by 40 points.
Big controversy.
Broke his arm practically. It looked like he was done for the year. Daniel's not done for the year. He'll be playing Sunday against the Vikings. He's on my team. I'm going to put him right back in and take a shot with that. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, if you're waiting for his return, don't. He's not coming back. Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Bears, nope, against the Packers. Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins, yes, against the Bills.
Ooh, Joe
Those
Burrow's
are fantasy
back.
People you need to know about.
Wow. That's some good stuff, Chris.
All right, let's get to baseball and our guy Sammy Leavitt. It's getting late for Sam. It's 5:39 where he is.
Yes.
Back in New York. New York.
Yes.
We just saw him yesterday.
We did.
So he must have taken a red eye.
No, I think he took an early morning flight. He's on the phone if we would like to ask him.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Hi, Sam Leavitt. Welcome to the show, and thank you for providing us with a little of your time.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday. Yes, I am in New York. I took a very early flight this morning. I was in the air by 7:15 a.m.
Oh, that is an early morning.
And, early, but that's okay. Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting this time of year because I got up. It was still dark out and got on the plane first thing in the morning. And then I land in New York. And by the time I got picked up at the airport, it's already getting dark. So it's like you basically didn't have a day.
No day
weird.
For you,
you
Sam.
Skip the day.
Well, when you come back, we'll give you 2 days. We'll try to make
yeah,
up
but
for
my,
it.
So you have an idea because you might be wondering what am I doing in New York if I'm supposed to be in Orlando come Sunday night into Monday when the winter meetings start. Well, I have a wedding in Philadelphia tomorrow. So I'm actually here in New York. I'm driving down with a friend of mine from growing up down to Philadelphia tomorrow. We'll go to the wedding tomorrow, fly to Orlando on Sunday and be there bright and early Monday morning for the
handling the ceremony at the wedding?
I am not.
You're not?
I am not.
Have you ever been asked?
I'm not, although there was some breaking news over Thanksgiving weekend. I was asked to officiate my
See?
First ever wedding ceremony later
wow.
this summer. So.
I know you'd be great at it.
Yes.
B, I don't think that's something you can turn down, right? If somebody asked you, they want you to be there for their wedding.
It's an honor.
Right?
An
you
honor.
Can't say no to that.
Yeah. I don't know.
An honor.
You would say no?
I would say I'll think about
it. I don't think anybody's going to ask you. You're good.
Oh, that's not very nice. Everybody would ask me.
You would be a friendly host, I think.
I would be. I would be.
So wouldn't you do it?
I would do it. I just don't like being the...
You have to put a little work into it, but...
Never mind. But Sam, tell your friends to stop scheduling things around baseball events, because it seems like you had about 2 months there where you could have gone to this wedding without having to fly to Orlando immediately.
Well, you know what? It actually made pretty good timing because I was going east anyway, even though, it's far more south to go to Orlando, but worked out and I'm excited to go to the wedding, have a good time and then get back to baseball beginning.
And by the way, Scraby, when you get married someday, pray tell.
Yes.
I don't believe you and your bride are going to call to see what Sammy's plans are before you schedule a date.
Oh, I would definitely.
Oh, you would.
Like, Sam,
you'd
you
work
good?
It around
you
Sam's schedule.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
That's
Sam
nice
gets
you.
His own schedule.
All right, Sam, we'll get you going here on this interview, which is supposed to be about baseball. and you're going to the winter meetings, so we'll have coverage from Sammy all next week. You guys won't miss anything. Let me, just kind of a general thing to start, Sam. I'll put you in charge, of the Padres going into the winter meetings. What kinds of things are most important to you? Do you think should be most important to them?
Yeah, Chris, it's a good question. I mean, I think it's pretty broad, right? I mean, I say broad, but I do think the number one focus for this team right now is starting pitching and figuring out how they are going to assemble a rotation with no more Michael King, no more Dylan Cease, no Yu Darvish. You have Joe Musgrove coming off Tommy John. Hopefully he'll be, back to the Joe Musgrove of old. You certainly hope that. He certainly has the capability to do that. You hope Nick Pivetta puts together a very similar 2026 that he had in 2025. But after that, it's, it's a lot of question marks, right? I mean, you could maybe pencil in Randy Vasquez, but really after that, then you really start getting into the big question marks of what this looks like. So to me, starting pitching is the top priority. It is the biggest question on this roster. I think absolutely no doubt. And how they are going to assemble that, what money they have to spend, and how AJ Preller can get creative, which has certainly been a theme the last handful of off seasons of how is he going to do this and how is he going to be creative enough to put a good team on the field and a competitive team on the field. I think those are all good questions, but to me, the list begins and ends with starting pitching right now when you look at this roster, no doubt.
Talking to our guy Sammy Lev, who is heading to Orlando on Sunday, and the big rumor that's actually kind of starting to bother me a little bit is this whole notion that Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to get traded. And I know never say never, but we got WFAN talking about deals that they could be done with the Yankees and the Mets. Like, can you imagine them actually trading him before this year?
No, I cannot. No, I cannot. I am fully preparing myself to go to the winter meetings and interact with a lot of the national writers and national analysts and hear things like that. Because I think it's very, very easy when you look at the Padres situation and you're not around it every day. Maybe you don't understand what Fernando means to the team, the organization, the fan base. You look at all these big contracts, and I think it's easy to look at it from a national perspective if you're really not dialed in on them and say, well, you know, the only thing they really can do to, you know, lighten the load of some of these contracts is trade Tatis because he's the one that's really tradable, right? It's a great player on a what's a pretty friendly contract at this point. He's you know, entering his late 20s. He's very much still in his prime, and I feel like that's just the default. You know what? If they had to do something, that's what they should do. You know, and I just don't buy that. I don't buy that it's something they want to do. I don't buy that it's something, you know, they're considering. But I'm fully prepared at these meetings for that to continue to hover and be a storyline that I don't really think is worthwhile following, but is something that people can talk about because they look at the Padres' situation and the finances and you know, and the contracts, really. So I don't believe that's going to happen, but I will not be shocked if you hear more of that national-type chatter, especially next week, because it feels like that's where it comes from.
I love it when everybody just makes up a trade and then
it grows legs.
And then, well, they make it up. Ken Rosenthal starts it because, you know, this guy is just has something against the Padres, I guess. He thinks he knows more than anybody, even when the team flat out says they're not trading him. Ken Rosenthal knows more than, you know, them. So that he brings it up. And then everybody, like you said, Sam, in New York, they just start putting all these trades together. And it's just,
yeah, and it's a joke,
is really what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I also think as I sit here in New York and growing up on the East Coast and having a bit of an understanding of it, you know, I do think there's just a little bit of, you know, and I saw the same headlines about the Yankees and things like that. I mean, if I'm a Yankee fan or if I'm a Yankee reporter or analyst, of course I'm going to dream up trades like that. And I think, you know, Yankee fans, more national writers, they probably look at the Padres. Everybody's talks about with the Padres the bill coming due, right? As far as the long-term deals, the money they still have to spend on them, those guys getting older, and I think, you know, just sort of assume like, well, they're going to have to do something, and that means trade Fernando. And obviously, I don't see it that way. You don't see it that way. I don't think any of San Diego sees it that way. But if there ever was a little bit of like East Coast bias going on when it comes to that, I think it's a pretty good example of them having a pipe dream.
Did Sammy say if there's East Coast bias? Sam, come on. Where you been, Sam? Oh, he's on the East Coast. I see,
this is where we differ because both of us are West Coasters for life.
We know there's East Coast bias, Sam. We know.
Yeah.
What are you making of the rumor or just the discussion, or maybe there is, maybe there isn't, Mason Miller becoming one of the starters next year? And I might even throw Adrian Mortajone's name in that as a possibility. What do you think? Do you think they're going to take it under advisement, or is this not realistic?
Yeah, guys, I think they've certainly considered it. I think it is a main question that has to be asked and potentially answered by AJ Preller at these winter meetings. And I would assume that if they do plan to convert one of those guys into a starting role, or both those guys into a starting role, who knows, I would highly assume we would get that answer this week, that they would be able to confirm that or say that those guys are sticking in the bullpen. I would understand it because they need starting pitching. I would understand it from the Mason Miller standpoint of, you traded for him, you gave up a lot to get him and trying to derive more value out of him. So look, I would understand it. However, and I've said this before and I've said it for months now, if it were me, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I those guys are so good in those roles. The bullpen is such a strength, with injuries, and both these guys have injury history. To me, it feels like playing with fire. To me, it feels like, potentially weakening what is such a strength of this team right now. I don't want to quote him, but I think AJ Preller has said something to this effect of, you don't want to take a big time strength and basically then have two, kind of average or mediocre units. I don't want to quote him on that, but I think I read that, or he said that somewhere at some point in some interview, something to that effect. And I'm sorry, AJ, if you never said that, but I think you just understand. Say I'm saying it. I don't think
Rosenthal said he said it. So that's good enough.
Yeah. I don't think you want to take what is such an important unit and strong unit, and then essentially strip that, and then you don't know what you're getting in Mortajone and Miller as starters. Let's be honest, you have no idea. So
yeah,
look, if we get to the winter meetings next week and the Padres say, hey, we're going to stretch out Mason Miller and he's going to be a starter for us next year, we think it's worthwhile, we think it's the right move for such and such reasons, I don't think it's crazy. I'll probably sit here and say, okay, it makes sense to me. I understand it. I understand the argument. But man, I just feel like it's playing with fire. I mean, these guys are so good in those roles. In Mortajone's case, he finally, and I've been watching Adrian for a long time, going back to 2019.
Really
he nailed
it last year.
With the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Yeah, okay?
That's right. You go back to Sod Poodle days.
Yeah, he finally has found a home in that bullpen and has found himself and has, turned into one of, if not the best left-handed reliever in the game. I mean, to play with that, it just feels risky to me on so many levels. I'd understand it, but the word I keep coming back to is risky. And man, that bullpen, if they're anything close to what they were last year, that's just a huge advantage.
Sam Levitt, you are our secret weapon, our advantage here at 97.3 The Fan. Padre pre, post-game show, and do everything reporter for us. He'll be in Orlando. Baseball winter meetings, is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sam, or do they stretch a week out of it?
It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so right, I'll get so there get, Sunday night. There's plenty of people arriving Sunday night. We'll do some mulling around. And then Monday, Tuesday, it really gets going. And Wednesday, it starts kind of clearing out. And by Wednesday afternoon, evening, everybody's kind of
heading out.
And
what I really want to know, you've gone on a few of these things.
Yeah.
What's Adam Klug like when it comes to trying to extract per diem money out of him at the end of the trip?
Well, we probably talked about this before when it comes to spring training. But, I mean, I'll be honest. I am in Adam Klug's good graces when it comes to expenses and reimbursement. I mean, look, I get him a sweet deal on the spring training Airbnb. He knows he can trust me. I won't lie to you. I'm definitely the favorite child, I believe, when it comes to the expenses. Certainly far more than Stephen Woods, I can guarantee that.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember. I remember there was a story, and this isn't even about the money, but Adam booked them into a room with blood on their window, so they were very upset about
they
that. But Sam
like that.
Is a tough wheeler and dealer when it comes to Airbnbs and spring training.
I am, and I stay within my limits. So, yeah, they don't have anything to worry about. To be honest with you, you know, the winter meetings, it's interesting because I stay at the hotel they're in, as do a lot of people.
Right,
so
yeah.
To be honest, guys, there's not a whole lot to spend that much money on other than like, you know, a lunch and dinner here and there. Like, you're not really doing anything. You're in the hotel. There are no taxis or Ubers to pay for. So, you know, yeah, you have a lunch, you have a breakfast, you have a croissant, whatever, but not a ton of expenses, honestly.
Croissant. That's our guy, Sam Levitt.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Enjoy the wedding tomorrow. What I would do, being as I don't have enough per diem to cover me at the meetings, I would pile away a bunch of wedding food in my bag before I go to Orlando.
Weird. That's
so,
weird. That is very
That's not weird.
Weird. Yes, it is.
Gotta eat, Scrape.
I mean, he's fine.
And the wedding's going to have free food.
He's fine.
Thanks, Sammy. We'll see you soon. Have a good trip. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.
There he is, Sammy Levitt. He'll hear from him next week in Orlando. You'll hear from us on the Daily Gambit. And USD's women's volleyball team in the NCAA tournament, their match is underway. We'll let you know what's happening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.